Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK. And the show is called Comedian Organic OK. And this actually show is regards to the community, services of the community, interaction, interview with the community, actually providing some form of performance for community, cleaning up different communities. And also today, we're actually in the month of October. October is International Disabled Awareness Month. And for several years, I've been a part of creating several different comedy platforms for Disabled Awareness Month. I created a platform so I can actually honor disabled comedians. And it was created for October and beyond that point. And so in this month of October, I will be completing the whole comedy platform that will be released some point in time after October. And it will be multiple platforms. What we want to do is take this year and the beginning of probably next year, probably next couple months. And start releasing every project from every different year. Now, a lot of the material things that we're creating are, you know, just concepts of things that I can't give it away. So what I do is once it's available, we'll make that, you know, presented to you. But yeah, today's show is it's really communities and how we actually address communities. It's different cities have some, you know, slightly different things based on the resources that community, and so interviewing businesses and platforms is more of a mobile setup at this point. Maybe in a couple of months, be able to actually, you know, interview businesses from the actual location. So that's the thing. That's the platform. Today is more about where are we really trying to start in the actual oppositions that we are facing as communities, as actual individuals, how we actually change what we actually have far as resources, far as community interacting platforms, far as family members, far as, you know, different social groups, nonprofit organizations, and people that are not organizations but have their mind really sculpted in a way that it's effective as it should be, but don't have necessarily, you know, limit title names to kind of like lock them in a box, but more mobile in a way to really help you and just keep it going. And that's originally what the platform was created for. Create something that a lot of the person that want to do it, the flexibility as they're doing it, not to be actually locked in and saying that they're obligated to do that. We say a lot of things about people, what they're supposed to do, but effective tasks and things, it is a gift for someone to take their time and do something that's really impacting your life. But it's not necessarily something that they're obligated to do. It's something that within them, they feel, you know, something that they, you know, they can do based on time. But sometimes it's time. Sometimes when you're doing something so remarkable, it takes a lot of focus from you to actually see this. And even though it's helping you, you may think it's really simple, or you may think, oh, this person can do this. It may not be just that easy, because you have to think, if it was just that easy, everybody would be doing it. And you may see in your mind, you may be an exceptional person that get all that, may get the whole thing. And it's, yeah, at times it can be a kind of biased setup when someone is helping you and you're not really considering what they're going through. And for you, you may not think it's a lot. And so that's the thing. How do we keep this organic? How can we truly help someone change their, you know, their you know, space and how they interact with others, but not making them become abused user. And just because you know, say it's easy, and when I was this age, you know, that is here or there. If the person is doing it, you have to be considerate of that person. And maybe it's something urgent you need. Maybe it's a way to go by asking the person for assistance. You're too proud to be humble when someone is doing you the favor. I mean, we have to get back to being organic. If someone's truly helping you, you can be really positive. Well, you did a lot. I did a lot for somebody. So they should be obligated. Obligation is really in the eyes of the beholder and what they feel. If some people change people's lives and they haven't technically have anybody that they're helping to pay them back for anything, but they just have desire, you know, the will in that. And then a lot of times people that do the most incredible things, what they say may not resonate with you, but what they do is life-involving connection. This is Comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Comedian Organic OK. And this platform is set up for multiple cities. What I do? I tend to do a number of things. I have to clean up illegal dumping. What that consists of? That consists of people dropping trash, cities, towns. You know, I've cleaned up areas that people actually have jobs, and I'm not getting paid to do it. And people would still go out their way to undermine me and try to get credit. I mean, for something that they know they wouldn't in any form or shape tend on doing it. And it was like, anyway. So, yes. What I'm doing, is this going to be this? No. It's multiple ways that I have to, you know, connect with doing this, because, yes, it is getting to a point where people want to, even though it's not being charged, we're trying to figure out ways to capitalize on making other platforms available to undermine what I'm doing. So it just be like, I didn't even do none of this. And that's where people are getting. It's not about, oh, me coming together and that's to build something. No, it's like, oh, how can I undermine this person to act like this person doesn't even exist? And they give me an idea, but I don't really want to embrace them. I just want to just cut them out the picture and, you know, make it my idea, and I want to deal with that person. And, I mean, for those that's actually getting a service, yeah, it's not necessarily in your best interest to even play aside, because you're benefiting for all the destruction, all the opposition, all the organic, you know, committed and dedication to the task platform. And so, no, you wouldn't want to be involved. You know, why would you want to help? Why would you want to be connected to someone like myself that's going around, all around? You want a city you want to come to? I can come to your city. That wouldn't be a problem, coming to your city, town. Now, it's variables in that I may not be able to do at this second. I may not be able to go to the state that you're dealing with an issue based on the actual epidemic right now. So based on that and the time, I'm not, you know, it's a time factor. No one is sponsoring me doing this, and I won't be able to come into a city or town, fly into that city and town, and do that city and town every day. That would be nice for someone to be able to come to my town and city and commit to doing this. This is so nice. The city needed. And to me, I don't want to get caught up to that stuff. You know, if I can actually do it, clean up the city, clean up the town, and do that, that's cool. But for me to spend a whole year in one city or town and clean up, that's not in my options to do that. I want to collectively go to other cities, other towns, and clean up the other cities, other towns. I'm not going to clean up in the city and come back and clean up in the city, come back. You know, it's not going to necessarily happen that way. If people are wanting to contribute with a platform, and then, you know, that's going to be available at some point in time, people will be able to contribute financially, contribute for me. But at this time, I can't do anything like that, because I don't have a platform to actually receive any financial lucrative funds at this time. So at this point in time, I just have to keep traveling and touching different states, different cities, and I will be interviewing people, talking to the community, and you know, at this point in time, seeing what could possibly help and what we'll be working on as we do it for this platform. So it's community. So I was trying to do some cities and towns while being locally in cities that was, you know, California. Like, I remember going around to cities, because one of the cities that I'm looking to do a comedy tour, the car won't be for a few months now. I set back with regards to the corona and other platforms have to be available. I want to do several different comedy tours, several different platforms. So this show right here is to update you on platforms and then host actual platform where people and guests and organizations can express how they feel in a city. What do you feel in your community that you're dealing with? Or you're a person, and maybe you're a person in your organization that volunteer and donate and figure out different resources that's available that people don't know about, and find those resources and give them to others. Maybe that's what you do. Maybe you're not providing with the organization that would like to do that, the actual information so they can, you know, get through that and help. Maybe that's not your job. Maybe you say, I just want to help. I don't want to teach people how to, you know, resolve the problem. I don't want to do that. I just want to help. And some people do that. They help, but they're not going to tell you how to, you know, create the system where you can go back and keep doing it. They just want to do that. So that's another opposition within there, because if that ever fall and the person is doing it, now people have to scramble and try to figure out how would they actually create the same actual platform and help others. And so that can kind of die. That actual effort can kind of die when the person that's doing it that doesn't teach anyone else how to do it, that can be something that people can suffer collectively until someone else, and people realize what was done, that would be effort that people will be just wasting time, especially if they could know all of those things. When it comes to community, and I say, what do you think in the city, the town you're in, what do you feel your business or just in general, how can the city could actually benefit on what you're suggesting? How we actually come together to actually make this actually available for others and for them to be able to truly, you know, inherit the gifts that they have, and people, you know, connect those resources and people working together in those fields that they're aware of and allow people to really connect. That's going to be something, you know, as an interview people. Now we're at 6:13 p.m. This is Comedian Organic OK. And this show is called Comedian Organic OK. Now it's multiple platforms. Maybe the platform that you're actually listening to is talking about, you know, a totally different platform. Like on Mondays we have the show, you know, is about DJ Butterfly Feces and it's Cocoon in front of the microphone. So that happens Monday and Tuesday. And then we have the show by Talk Dude. It's about, you know, we can't find you, but we find ourselves. That platform is about how Comedian Talk Dude is connecting and actually finding more relatable resources for people that may not necessarily have a disability from, you know, society, but they are more trying to get to a place where they can heal and not necessarily be always pit through the chopping block as somebody that is, you know, being, in a sense, like, you know, they call it guilty by disabled association. So it's things like that. And then we have other platform, like on Thursday, we have the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. That comes on Thursdays. Then you have Friday, it's called Comedian Organic, okay. And then we have Saturday, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Then we have on Sunday, the show is about embodying, you know, pimping that's embodying my soul. So when I said pimping is embodying my soul, because it's organic, and the expression of my connection with organic pimping is something that I should not be left in ability of understanding what is the problem, what is, you know, the thing that the people dealing with, and figure out what that is, resolve their problem, then they're trying to figure out ways to not give me the freedom that I've truly seen in their freedom. Finding those things, and then people are, in a sense, trying to figure out why is this thing operating successfully, freeing people from the opposition, freeing people from the things that behind this, and connecting directly to their solutions, to their problems that they have been facing, and things that, you know, it make them sad because they are chemically unbalanced. Then it's things that you say, how can we truly pimp people's greater moments of freedom? Because what we are looking at is so many moments that people are disconnecting the order of the vibration to make to really make us see the organic in our desires and our dreams. Our dreams wouldn't necessarily be left in a lobby of foster thoughts. It would be more connecting in the meaningful purpose of investing, and that would be something that everyone would have the dream that we all would be surely sharing, and the dreams would be totally based on what you wanted, as like watching a program through your cable selection. You'll have that ability to see the greatness that's reflecting. That's what's going on. So, yes, back to Comedian Organic, okay, the show, and thank you for tuning in to listen to this platform and from your part of the world. Let's look. As we truly preparing, what are we really missing? Because we so excited to be heard and be connected to a distance. But are we truly waking up from the echo of our soul laughing with us? Or is it things that we are bringing up that are allowing us to be covered and allowing moments that we're truly looking for to be embraced, to be thrown out and be neglected as people have tantrums in ways that are not connected with us being uplifted? We must recognize what is great and what is connecting us to the greater parts that's moving us through, as we need nurturing and have very delicate experiences that needs that touch, the words to truly find us in the moment. Yes, this is Comedian Organic, okay. And we are at right now 6:19 p.m. and it's Friday, and we are in October 2nd, and this is Disabled Awareness Month. And for those out there that are being connected and being therapeutically released, that is going to be so important as people look for a moment that see your abilities and find the release for that to express all the moments that you have been not even thought about to be expressed. And it's the moment where you get to be expressed, and expression have found all the reasons to show you a part of greater peace. Yes, this is Comedian Organic OK. And we are at 6:20. Everyone, how are you doing? I understand it may not be the moment that you can even see the appetites that your thoughts have been so compromised in so many ways. But don't ever forget this. There's moments in history that are time have prepared meals in our soul. In greater beings, we must uplift so many more greater parts. Thank you. Thank everyone that see themselves reflecting, see moments where someone have found you. That's a part of greater being. And that's the moment where we come together and celebrating you and celebrating us. Community, yes, this is organic. Community, this show is about connecting. There's going to be platforms where I'm talking to people from communities, talking to organizations from communities, and they're telling us how that community and what would actually help that community. And as they say that, then I'm going to that city, town, and blessing with cleaning up illegal dumping trash. And that's what I would do. I would go to that particular place and clean up illegal dumping trash and things of that capacity to actually, you know, clear out some of the actual city. Now, I'm not actually able to say it in a city or town for maybe a few days, and substance ability some weeks, depending on the situation. But I'm not able to sit in a city or town for too much because I know I have other places. Now, I have took some time and went back over a city or town based on what was going on in my time, but not saying that that's forbidding to not do that. I'm able to sometimes go to cities and towns over and over again. It just depends on, like, I'm in California. Now, I'm not saying I'm always going to be in California. I mean, it just really, at this time, it just really depends. But I have no problem going to, you know, across the nation. Now, it will be issues, you know, as far as traveling fast, as, you know, it's something needed based on where I'm at and the weather conditions and all the components that I'm, you know, involved in, that may not be for me, you know, forbidden for me to do it at that second. But it doesn't say that I have to do something as fast as someone tell me. Now, if I have the time, I can pretty much go anywhere and take care of what needs to be taken care of. Just a few things I have to, you know, make sure, or traveling with, you know, things that's needed to take care of that task, then I just got to know those things. But yes, this is Comedian Organic OK. The show is called Comedian Organic OK. And we at 6:23 p.m. At this time, we are getting to the end of the show program. And I wanted to always truly say that organic is something that is not ever, you know, assures of that actual ability, that it's coming through us, not necessarily in us. And that is something that we have to realize once we get it, the opportunity to express that. So what my platform is based on partially is recording, you know, audio albums, doing stand-up comedy, doing other things that allow people to have expression platforms, introduce and put out there in that capacity. We'll wrap this show up shortly. And, yeah, so I will be dealing with some other communities and looking to clean up and do some things that, you know, interviewing people and asking them questions. How do you feel about your community, and what do you feel that will be implementing to make your community in the changes that's needed to be effectively done directly from the people of the community? How do we do these things? And it's a gentleman that I've been asking about, because the city and town, man, I've been talking to different people about this city and how do we actually, you know, how are we implementing things in this town, in this city. Now, the city and the town I'm in right now, as I'm broadcasting from, and I'm doing the show from, is the city of Richmond, California. Now, I've been talking to people as I clean up illegal dumping in the city of Richmond and talking to different businesses and things like that. And people are not all, you know, agreeing on me interviewing them. They really, it's you know, skeptical regards to, you know, not knowing me. Hey, who is this guy? I don't know. You know, I'm not familiar with you. And I talk to them. They want me to be dressed. You know, I don't have this kind of appetite to babysit people's, you know, labels of how I should dress for them to be, you know, comfortable with talking to me. I dress all different types of ways. And that's for me, that's the least thing. I don't want to be caught up necessarily wearing something and then still don't have that inventory desire. I need to have the inventory desire in the platform to still move this project and what I'm trying to create through this. Because as I go to different cities, different towns, you know, there's different, you know, setups and that. We must realize, you know, it's things that we need to do to effectively accomplish that task. And for me, particularly a person that's going to do a lot of cleaning, it's things that I need to know prior to doing that. And so that's the thing. Yeah, so this is the thing here. You must see it's going to be distractions that come left and right. As you're doing those things, you must be aware of people will have you to waste a lot of your time in ways that you would be truly doing your task, and then have you do things for their task, and then try to, you know, out-talk and try to distract what you're doing. And that's what happens. It happens so often. And in this platform, the comedian Organic OK will be dealing with the higher greatness of the community's inventory, and we are seeing so many things. I'm going to hear it right there. Show up. Comedian Organic OK. The show is called Comedian Organic OK. And have you found the community that's touching your soul? Because I see the communities, and they are so connected within me. And as I take these travels to your town, to your city, and to your state, you must truly be greater than we allow our fear not really show in our greater echoes of the voices that are very intimate at close moments. Thank everyone that's going to connect. And remember this, I'm in the backdrops of your greater moments, and I feel the connection of urgency that's playing from the sounds and vibration of yourself. Take care. And greatness that would not find a shortage of carrying your memories through this magical time in opposition of our time and point. Thank everybody. This Comedian Organic OK. And I will be talking with you shortly. And this is not the end. It's more to come some point in time near down in the future. Take care, everyone.
Right.